Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Aleph. We left off on daf Nun Amud Beis. We are at Umay Taima, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the page, toward the end of the line. Umay Taima. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and also by Gabriel and Eliza Sazney of Oak Park, Michigan, in honor of the wedding of their daughter Hadassah Sazney and Chaim Grun. We wish them a mazel tov, and they should have much nachas, and we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to do today, well, we started the parak yesterday where we were discussing that there are four activities that one can do when there is a Zika, two that are effective midaraisa, and two that are only effective midarabanan. The two that are effective midaraisa are Bia and Chalitza, what we call Yibum and Chalitza, and the two that are only effective midarabanan, that only make an impact midarabanan, are Get and Maimer. So we have this concept called a Chalitza Psula, or a Bia Psula. What does it mean to do Chalitza Psula or Bia Psula? So it's a bit of a misnomer. It's not that there's anything wrong with the Chalitza or the Bia itself per se, it's that the chalitza or the bia is coming after you've already done either a get or a maimer. So since you've already done a get or a maimer, you should not then do a bia or a chalitza, and that's called a bia or a chalitza psula. So even though a bia or a chalitza typically completely gets rid of the zika, completely takes care of the zika, we had suggested that a bia psula is not going to completely get rid of the zika, and you're still going to need to do more. So the first thing we're going to discuss is why weren't they gozer similarly that a chalitza psula should not completely get rid of the zika, should not completely make the zika disappear. They made such a gzera, as we discussed at the end of the shir yesterday, that a bia psula is not going to completely take care of the zika. Why weren't the rabbanon gozer that a chalitza psula will not entirely take care of the zika? Then the majority of the daf is going to be dedicated to trying to understand the shita of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel had said in our Mishnah that just like ein bia achar bia, and ein chalitza achar chalitza, if you've already done yibum, doing yibum a second time on the same person or on another one of the tzaros is not going to have any impact. If you've already done chalitza, doing another chalitza is not going to have any impact. That everyone agrees to. Rabban Gamliel had said, similarly, ein maimer achar maimer, ve ein get achar get. That if you've already done maimer on one of the yavamas, doing maimer on another yavama, or if one of the yavams did maimer on the yavama, another yavam doing maimer on the yavama will be worthless. It's not going to accomplish anything. It's not going to generate any new isurim of each other's relatives or anything like that. So we're going to try to understand the shita of Rabban Gamliel first by suggesting two explanations for the svara of Rabban Gamliel, Rava's explanation and then Abaye's explanation, and then digging a little deeper into all the permutations according to Rabban Gamliel to try to understand how he sees each and every case. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to try to give a list of four or five different Tanaim who hold that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gamur, that when you do a Maimer, that's Ki'ilu, you did a Yibum, that it's a full-fledged Kinyan. So we're going to have a list of Tanaim, and that list starts with Rabban Gamliel, who again is the majority of today's daf. That's why we're going to have this whole list of Tanaim that hold that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gamur. So let's pick up again five lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks, "Umay Taimor Amar Rabbanan Hay Chalitza Psula." Why is it that the Rabbanan hold that when you do a chalitza psula, again, a chalitza psula means a chalitza after you've already done either a get or a maimer, that ein acharei klum, that takes care of the zika entirely, that there's nothing that needs to be done afterwards? Meaning, why don't we make a gzeira that a chalitza psula still needs further activity, just like a bia psula still needs further activity? So Amri, because they explained that by a chalitza, there's no for any chashash, meaning what are you worried about? My ligzar, what kind of gzera do you want to make? Nigzar chalitza achar haget, mishum chalitza achar chalitza. What, you're going to be concerned that if you get the yavam gave a get first and then he did a chalitza, people will confuse that with chalitza after another chalitza, and they'll say, "Well, if I do, they'll say that I'm going to need a second chalitza, because if giving a get is not enough, and I still need a chalitza after giving a get, so they'll think even doing a chalitza one time is not enough, and I'm still going to need a second chalitza after the first chalitza, because get and chalitza are very similar to each other. What chalitza accomplishes on a daraisa level, get accomplishes on a drabana level. In that, they make the zika go away by distancing you from the ivama. So if people might confuse a get and a chalitza, so if you require, if you tell me that a chalitza after a get is going to work, what your concern is that people are going to say that a chalitza after a chalitza is going to work and it's going to be necessary to do another chalitza, kolkiani, tachlitz v'tezel. That's not so tragic. Let them do a second chalitza. That doesn't, you're not being matereshes ishli alma. You're not, there's not, there's no isser that's going to emerge from requiring a second chalitza, from mistakenly requiring a second chalitza. So there's no reason to be goes there on that kind of chalitza psula. Again, there are two kinds of chalitza psula. Chalitza psula could mean a chalitza after a get, or it could mean a chalitza after a maimer. So as far as chalitza after a get, no concern. What? People will confuse that for chalitza achar chalitza, no big deal. So ligzor chalitza achar maimer, oh, but maybe you should tell me, you're going to tell me that we should be gozer about a chalitza that's done after maimer was already done, that it should not completely be mafkia the zika, and therefore, if you give a get afterwards, it should ask on the krovos, mishum chalitza achar bia, because maimer is most similar, maimer on the drabana level is most similar to what bia is on the daraisa level, and maimer and chalitza achar bia, if you did bia with the yavama first, so that's a kinyan gomer, she's an eshes ish gemura, so you're going to come to be matir, a yavama who is actually an eshes ish with chalitza without requiring a get if you allow chalitza achar maimer, because people will confuse again maimer for bia. So if you're going to tell me that chalitza achar maimer potters everything and lets and no action that you do afterwards is going to make an impact, and no get that you give afterwards is going to make an impact on your relationships, then people will confuse that for chalitza achar bia, and they're going to think that once you did yibum, if you subsequently do chalitza, that you're going to be matir neshesh ish with that chalitza without requiring get. You're going to say, okay, now the woman you did yibum on doesn't require anything else, and she can go free and go marry someone else. So says Mar, no, atu chalitza achar maimer mi lo baya get lema maro. In the case of a chalitza after a maimer, even Ram Gamliel said you need to give a get to the woman that you did maimer on. If you have two yivamas and you did maimer on one of them and then you did chalitza on the other one, when he said that a chalitza psula is, I'm sorry, not Ram Gamliel, even though we said chalitza psula is ein acharei klum, that there's nothing that happens after a chalitza psula that requires addressing, but that which happened before a chalitza psula still requires addressing. If you did a maimer and then you did a chalitza, so of course you still have to give a get for the woman that you did maimer to. So there's nothing to be confused about. What am I afraid? That you're going to be confused between that and a case where you did bia before the chalitza? Yeah, so you'll give a get to the woman that you did bia with, and then everything's going to be fine. So you're going to be afraid that by a get lemamaru chalitza achar bia nami, by a get lebiaso, when you did a chalitza after the bia, you still need a get for the woman that you did bia with, because she's your wife. That's a full yibum situation. So that explains why we were never gozer that a chalitza psula is not going to fully take care of the zika. Chalitza psula taka takes care of the zika entirely. A bia psula doesn't take care of the zika entirely, in the sense that if you do a maimer or you do a get after a bia psula, you need to address that and you need to be go-race that. But a chalitza psula takes care of the zika entirely. So now the Gemara goes to shift to the main topic of today's daf, and that is the shita of Ram Gamliel. That Ram Gamliel had said, just like ein bia achar bia, and ein chalitza achar chalitza, so too ein get achar get vein maimer achar maimer, that a second get or a second maimer is absolutely worthless, doesn't have any impact. So Amar Rava, Rava says, my time with Rav Gamliel, what is the basis for Rav Gamliel's shita that ein get achar get and lo maimer achar maimer? Rabbeinu. The Mesafkele must be the way we explained it yesterday. We explained yesterday when we read the Mishnah the way Rava understands Rabbi Gamliel. The Mesafkele, the Rabbi Gamliel himself, is Mesupak. Get idachi ilodachi. He's Mesupak about what the impact of a get in a situation of Zika is. Does a get completely get rid of the Zika, just like a get gets rid of Ishus, just like when you have an Ishus Ish, a get makes the Ishus disappear, it makes the marriage disappear, so too a get makes the Zika disappear? Or ilodachi, or maybe it gets not mafkia zika at all, and it has zero impact, and only chalitza can make a zika disappear, but a get doesn't. And he has a similar suffix, maimer, ikani, ilokani. Does maimer affect full kinyan when there's a zika, just like yibum affects full kinyan when there's a zika, and just like kesef kiddushin affects a full kinyan in a regular case when it's not a zika case, when it's a regular woman? Or do we say, no, when there's a zika case, only Yibum will affect the full Kenyan, and Maimer does absolutely nothing. So get idachi lo dachi. So when we're going to talk about a get where we have where Rabbi Gamliel is Masupak, whether it makes the Zika go away or not. So Mimanavshach, the ikama dachi, if the first get that he gave obliterates the Zika, so as soon as he gave that first get to the first Yivama, there is no Zika anymore with any of them. So Basra, my Kavit. So then when he gives a get to the second Yivama, to the tzara, he's not doing anything. He's going over to a random woman that he has no relationship with anymore and giving her a get. Everyone agrees that's not going to answer you on her relatives. If you decide to walk down the street in Manhattan today and give a get to a random woman you see in the street, no one's going to think that you're usher to her relatives, because that get is completely useless. There was no relationship there. So if the first get that you gave to the first Yavama worked, so then there's no relationship with the second Yavama. So the second get is absolutely worthless. And ikama lo dachi, and if the first get didn't work because gittin simply doesn't work by a yavama, well then guess what? Basranami lo dachi. The second get won't work either because it's no stronger than the first get. So if gittin is just something that doesn't help by a yavama, gittin is not something that addresses a zika in any way, well then the second get's not going to address the zika either in any way. And the same when it comes to maimer. Maimer will say the same imanavshach. He was not sure whether Maimer ikani ilokani, whether Maimer is a full kinyan when you have a Zika, or it's not a kinyan at all. But Mimanavshach, ikamakani, if the Maimer worked to make the first Yavama that you did Maimer on your wife, well then Basar Maikavit, you've already addressed the Zika, you've already taken care of the Zika by doing a Maimer on the first woman. So doing a Maimer on the second woman does absolutely nothing for you. She's already Asura to you. She's Eshes Achiv Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. And therefore, it's a lav. There's not going to be a tefisas kiddushin. Again, we're something like Shitas Rabbi Akiva. V'ikama lokani. And if the first mimer that you did had no impact whatsoever, well then basanami lokani. The second mimer that you do has no impact either, because it's no stronger than the first mimer. So that's how Rava understands Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. The reason a second get or a second mimer is going to be worthless is because Rabbi Gamliel is mesupak whether a get does everything or nothing, or a mimer does everything or nothing, and therefore. For Mimanavshach, a second one is going to be useless. Says the Gemara, Esve Abaye. Abaye challenges Rava. He says, that's not the basis of Ram Gamliel. Shit, Ram Gamliel doesn't have any suffix. Moda Ram Gamliel, Sheyesh Get, Achar Maimer. The Brisa says Ram Gamliel is Moda, that a get is impactful after you've already done Maimer on one of the Tsaros, on one of the Yavamos. Meaning, what does it mean a get is impactful? If you've done Maimer on one of the women, on one of your brother's wives, and then you give a get to the other one, you are now usher to all of the relatives of the woman you gave a get to. But Ulamaimer Achar Get, and similarly Ram Gamliel holds that if you've given a get to one of your brother's wives, and then you do Maimer on another one of the brother's wives, then that's also going to be impactful in the sense that you will now have to give a get to the Bailus Maimer, to the one that you did Maimer on. The Get Achar Bia Umaimer, and similarly he holds that a get that's given to one of three Yavamos after you've already had Bia with one of the Yavamos, and prior to that Bia, you've done Mimer on one of the Yavamos, so you did Mimer, then Bia, then Get. yet. So even though Bia is Kona B'Yavama, Bia is a Yibum, but since that Bia is a Bia Psula, it was done after you had already done a Maimer on the first of the Yavamos, so it's a Bia Psula. It's not going to be Mafkia, the Zikas Yibum, and therefore a get that you give to the third of the Yavamos is going to Asur you on her relatives. And similarly, Ram Gamliel will say, V'Maimer, Achar Bia V'Get. If you give a get to Tzara number one, and then have Bia with Tzara number two, and then do Maimer on Tzara number three, so now you need to give a get to the Bialis Maimer, even though you already did Bia, it was a Bia Psula, because the Bia came after a get, and therefore the Maimer is still going to be impactful. So you see that Ram Gamliel's Moda, that a Bia after a Maimer is considered a Bia Psula, to the extent that a get will work after it, to ask you on the Krovos. And a Bia after a get is considered a Bia Psula, to the extent that Maimer is going to work after it. But Vi Masafkele Ram Gamliel, if Ram Gamliel is really Masupak, whether Maimer is a Kinyan to be Kones Yavama, and whether a get it really is a full-fledged is an activity that's going to be Mafkia the Zika entirely, and he's not sure, then he never should have said that a Bia after a get or a Maimer should be considered a Bia Psula, that still leaves room for some further activity, because according to both Sadim of the Safek, nothing you do after the Bia should have any impact whatsoever. Meaning, let's look at it like this. Mimanafshach, according to the Tzad that Maimer is Kona, if you did Maimer on woman number one, that's it, you're done. You've already, the Zika's gone. And therefore, the Bia you do subsequently doesn't matter, and anything certainly you do after that is not going to matter. She's already Niknes, Lagamri, you've already done a Maimer in the first woman. It's as if you were Boeler, it's as if you did Yibum, and the entire Zika goes away. And therefore, the Bia that you do on the second woman is just a Bia's Nus. And the get that you give to the third woman is like a get that you gave to some random stranger on the street. That's not going to Asur you on the Krovos. And he's also Masupik, if he's really Masupik about a get, whether that pushes away the Zika entirely. So Litzad, that the get is Pokea the Zika, that it completely addresses the Zika. So when you give a get to woman number one, that's it, the Zika's done. And therefore the Bia that you do on woman number two is a Bia's Nus. And the Maimer you do on woman number three doesn't do anything, and you shouldn't need a get from that Maimer. So too, and on the flip side, Litzad, that Maimer is not Kona, and that get is not Mafkia, so then it's not a Bia Psula. Meaning when you started with either a Maimer or a get, and then on the second woman you did a Bia, if Maimer or a get do nothing, then the Bia that you did on the second woman is a regular Yibum. So Mimalashuk says Abaye, according to Ram Gamliel, if you, Rava, are correct, then Ram Gamliel has two possibilities of how to look at get and Maimer. Either they are perfectly effective, or that they have zero effectiveness. In either case, when you do a get followed by a Bia, or a Maimer followed by a Bia, you have at that point addressed the Zika entirely. The Zika should be completely gone. So how come Rabbi Gamliel still says that there's something remaining of that Zika? So Tahavi Kebia Dilichadchila, we should view it as if you did a full Yibum. Ta'abila Bizman Shibitchila in Achre Aklum. And when you do a full Yibum, there's certainly nothing left to do. There's certainly no room left in the Zika. So Elam Rabbi Abai says, that's why I disagree with Rava. And I think the Svara from Gamliel is not because he's Mesupak, does get and does Maimer work entirely, or does it work zero, does it not work at all? No. Le'olam Pshita Le'ed Ram Gamliel Beget Didachi U'Maimer Dekani. Ram Gamliel takes it as a Davar Pashut, that a get is Mafkia the Zika of the Yibum on a Drabanan level, and therefore any Bia that you do afterwards is not going to be a full Kinyan of Yibum. And a Maimer is certainly going to be Kona her on a Drabanan level, and therefore any Bia you do after having done a Maimer on one woman, any Bia that you do on another one of the Tzaros is not going to be Kona Lagamri. Mihu, however, the Chum were not Mesakein that the get is going to be Mafkia the same way as a Chalitza would, and they were not Mesakein that a Maimer has the same Koach as a Bia. Meaning, Ram Gamliel was not Mesupak whether it's a zero or a hundred, he said it's a 50. Meaning, he's not Mesupak whether a get does nothing or does everything, whether a Maimer does nothing or does everything. He is 100% certain that a get is impactful, but it's not quite the same as Chalitza. That a Bia is impactful, but it's not quite the same as Yibum. Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were Mesakin, these two Kinyanim, in the following way. Ha Yavama, this Yavama, meaning any Yavama, Bechad Sad Mahani Baget. Let's take the Yavama and say, on 50% of her, on 50% of the Zika, the get is going to impact. The get is going to get rid of 50% of that zika. Ubechadsad mahani b'maimer. And similarly, 50% of that zika can be affected by maimer. So it's as if ki'ilu, you look at the woman and you cut her in half, and you draw a line down the middle of her, and you say, okay, that half of her get could impact. That half of her maimer could impact. So get achar get lo dachi da dach lekama. So to do a get a second time is worthless because you already addressed that part of the zika, meaning the zika that get can affect has already been affected. It's just that the other half still remains. Maimer achar maimer lo kani. To do a second maimer after you did one maimer is also not going to be kona because the first maimer already did whatever it could do. So the second maimer is not going to have any impact on kani lekama because the chelik of the zika that you're able to be kona through the mimer already happened when you did it the first time, when you did the first mimer. So it's not going to help to do it a second time. But the second half of her is still the second half of the zika still needs addressing. But a get achar mimer, umimer achar get, high milsa kadachi, but when you have a get achar mimer and a mimer achar get, since they address different halves of the zika, each one is impactful. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel holds, ein get achar get, ein maimer achar maimer. Not because a get does everything, but whatever a get was able to do, it already did. So to give a second get is not going to be impactful. Whatever a maimer is able to do, it does on the first time. So to give a second maimer is not going to be impactful. But a get achar maimer is going to be impactful to the extent that it's going to answer you on the balas haget's relatives. A maimer achar get is going to be impactful to the extent that you're going to need to give her a get now because the maimer did create some level of kiddushin. So once Abai explains the base of Rav Gamliel, he now explains why the Chachamim disagree. The Rabbanan who say yesh get achar get and yesh maimer achar maimer. Why don't they agree that whatever the get can do, it did the first time? So kol chad v'chad takinu la Rabbanan get umaimer bi yavama. That the way the Rabbanan view it is that each of the yavamim, the Rabbanan are masakin a get to be mafkia a chelik of the zika or a maimer to be mechaz a chelik of the zika for each and every yavama. That just like maimer is not kona the entire zikas yibum, it's only kona a partial zikas yibum, so too maimer is only kona the chelik that the yavam has in this yavama that he did maimer. Meaning we not only look at the zika as a full picture and say half the zika could be addressed by a get and half the zika could be addressed by a maimer. We look at each person, at each yavama, and say half of this woman's zika can be addressed by a get, half of this woman zika can be addressed by a mimer. So whatever get I do on woman number one is not going to impact woman number two. That woman still has her portion of the zika that has not been addressed by the first woman's get or by the first woman's mimer. And that's why the Rabbanan hold that yesh get achar get and yesh mimer achar mimer. So now the Gemara, so that's those are the two basic opinions in how to understand Shitas Rav Gamliel. So now the Gemara explains what Rav Gamliel says in the Brisa, that there's mimer after a bia after a bia psula. What does it mean to be a psula? You've already given a get to one of the tzaros. Then you did a bia on another one. And now you do maimer on the third one. So and he also said that there's a get achar bia, a bia psula, because a bia that was a bia psula because he had done maimer on the first of the women, even though the bia is kona biyavama, and the bia is the strongest form of kinyan. The high bia psula, this bia psula, meaning a bia that was done after you've already given a get to one of the other yavamos, or after you've already done a mimer on one of the other yavamos, that we're going to say that a bia psula is not a full kinyan to the point that if you subsequently give a get, you're still going to be ushered to the relatives, and if you subsequently do a mimer, you're still going to need to give a get, because adifa mi mimer, a bia psula in a certain sense is stronger than mimer, ugria mi mimer, and in a certain sense it's weaker than a mimer. Adifa mi mimer, a bia psula in a certain sense is stronger than a mimer, dilu mimer achar mimer lo mahani. If you do a mimer a second time after doing mimer a first time, Rav Gamliel says that's worthless. Whatever mimer was able to accomplish, it accomplished on the first woman that you did it on. So the second mimer is not going to do anything. But vilu bia achar mimer mahani. But if you do a bia after mimer, if you did a mimer on one of the yavamos and then you did a yibum, a full bia on the other one of the yavamos, you're going to need to give that second yavama a get because you were actually kona her on a daraisa level at that point. But it's also griya mimaimer. A bia psula is also, in a certain sense, less impactful than maimer. Di ilu maimer achar get, kani lekuli shiura de get. If you've already given a get to one woman, and then you gave a maimer to another one of the yivamos, you are kona kinyan gomer whatever the get has left over, meaning each chelik of that yivama that chamur masakein, that a kinyan could be chal on, has now been addressed, because you did the get half, and now you've done the maimer half. Vilu bia achar get, whereas if you do bia after giving a get, lo kani le lekuli shiura de get, you're not kona whatever was left over from the get. The kinyan is not going to be chal on the entire chelik that a kinyan of yibum can be chal on, because the mimer that you do after the bia psula is going to be also still be able to be kona to the extent that you're going to have to give a get and become usher to her krovos. Or a bia that you do afterwards on an additional yivama is also going to be kona to the extent that you're going to usher her until you give her a get and you become usher to her relatives as well. So from that perspective, Rabbi Gamliel holds a bia psula, a bia ksheira, there's no doubt, right? That's yibum. But a bia psula is in a certain sense weaker than maimer and in a certain sense stronger than maimer. Period. Now, Tan Rabbanan, case of Rabbi Gamliel in get achar get. What is the case that Rabbi Gamliel says that a second get is not impactful? Shteyivamos shnaful v'nei yavam echad. That's just, you know, ABCs. What's the case? You have two yavamos. Your brother was married to two women and one yavam. So there was only one brother, and the Reuven died, and now both of his wives face a yibum situation with Shimon. V'nasan get lezu v'get lezu, and Shimon decides to give a get to both of Reuven's wives. Rav Gamliel omer choletz l'rishona. Rav Gamliel says, since you can't be miyabim either one of them, because you've already given a get to each of them, so you need to pater them b'chalitza. Better to do chalitza on the first one in order not to asur the second one's relatives to you. V'asur b'krovel seha. And then you'll just become asur to the relatives of the first one. Meaning the first woman you gave a get to, you're going to be asur to her relatives anyway, because you've already given her a get. The second woman you gave a get to, ain't get arch a get. That's as if you gave a random piece of paper to a random woman. That doesn't mean anything. So don't do the chalitza on the second woman. You're now, if you do that, you can become asur to her relatives. Why do that? You're already asur to the first one's relatives anyway. Do the chalitza on the first woman. Then you'll still be mutter to marry the relatives of the second woman. The Chum omrim, nasan get lazu v'get lazu. The Chum say, if you gave a get to one woman and then the get to the other one, asur b'krov shteya, and you're automatically, because they hold yesh get achar get. So right away, when you gave a get to each of Reuven's wives, you're asur to the relatives of both of Reuven's wives anyways. So the chalitza lachzmen, you have to do chalitza on one of them, but it doesn't matter which one, because you're asur to both of the relatives anyway. So you just need to address this zika on a d'oraisa level, and the only way you have that you're allowed to address the zika is through chalitza. So do chalitza on one of them. V'cheinata omer, and the same would be true b'shnei yivam v'yivama achas. If there are two brothers and only one yivama, that each of the yivamin gave a get to that very same yivama. Meaning Reuven had only one wife, but there's Shimon and Levi, and each Shimon and Levi gave a get to Mrs. Reuven. That according to Rabbi Gamliel, the get that Shimon gave is considered a get, and therefore Shimon becomes usher to the relatives of Mrs. Reuven, but the get that Levi gave is worthless, because Shimon's get already did whatever a get can do to the Zika. So Levi's get is worthless, and he's still going to be muteres to her krovim. But according to the Chachamim, the gittin given by each of the brothers is still somewhat impactful, and will usher each of the brothers on her relatives. So now the Gemara says, Ketzer Rav Gamliel in Maimer Achar Maimer. So that was how Rav Gamliel sees Ein Get Achar Get. How does Rav Gamliel formulate Ein Maimer Achar Maimer? What exactly is the case of Ein Maimer Achar Maimer? Shtei Yavamos Shnaful Lufnei Yavam Echad. Again, Reuven had two wives. He only had one brother. So there's Shimon now facing Mrs. Reuven 1 and Mrs. Reuven 2. Va'asa Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. And he does Maimer on each of the Mrs. Reuvens. So Rav Gamliel Omer, Nosin Get L'Rishona. Rav Gamliel says, give a get to the first of the Mrs. Reuvens that you did Maimer on, because that's the only one that counted. The second one you do Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, according to Rav Gamliel. The second one you did Maimer on is worthless. So give a get to the first one, V'choletzla, and also do a chalitza to be matter both of them to get remarried, and better do the chalitza on the first one in order not to unnecessarily aser the second one's relatives on you. Meaning you only have to give a get to the first one, so since you only have to give a get to the first one, sure, her relatives are going to be aser to you anyway. So you might as well do the chalitza on the first one. The second one you don't even need to give a get to, according to Rav Gamliel, because the second one's maimer was like giving random money to a random woman woman that is without Kiddushin, outside of the context of Kiddushin, she's absolutely a surah to you. Vasur b'krovel seha, and your usur and the relatives of the first one, because she's they are the krovels of both your grusha and your chalutza. But umutzur b'krovel shniya, but you'd be allowed to marry the relatives of the second woman. The chum say no, yesh meimer achar meimer, and therefore nosin get l'shteyan. If you did meimer on Mrs. Ruvain 1 and on Mrs. Ruvain 2, you need to give a get to both Mrs. Ruvain 1 and Mrs. Ruvain 2. Vasur b'krovel shteyan, and guess what? The relatives of both of them are going to be usher to you because they are both krovas grushaso now, and therefore the chalitza lachz, man, you're going to have to do a chalitza to address this situation on a daraisa level. But it doesn't really matter which one you do a chalitza on; you can do a chalitza whichever one you want because the relatives are both usher to you anyway. And the same would apply if there were two brothers and only one wife, and it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and only one Mrs. Reuven. So, and Shimon and Levi each did a mimer on Mrs. Reuven. You'd have the same machlokas from Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Somer mar, we had said in the brisa, nosin get lazu v'get lazu. Ram Gamliel lomer cholitz l'rishona va'osar b'krovoseha umutar b'krovoshnia. That if you give a get to each one, Ram Gamliel says do a chalitza on the first one, and you're usher in the relatives of the first one, but you're still allowed to marry the relatives of the second one. So ask the Gemara le'matavi tiyufta de Shmuel. Maybe this brisa is a kashan Shmuel. Da'amar Shmuel, because Shmuel holds that if a yavam has two yevamos that he's dealing with, and he gives one of them a get, chalatz the balas a get, and then he does chalitza on the one he's already given a get to, lo nifter a tzara, that chalitza is not going to help out the tzara, it's not going to help the second woman. Well, isn't this exactly the case that Ram Gamliel just said does work? Meaning, if you gave a get to Mrs. Reuven 1 and Mrs. Reuven number 2, all Ram Gamliel said is do chalitza on Mrs. Reuven number 1, and that's it. He did not think you need anything else for Mrs. Reuven number 2, but Shmuel said you do. Shmuel holds that if you did a chalitza on a bailas a get, lo niftar atzara. When you do a chalitza to a woman that you've already given a get to, that is called a chalitza psula, and a chalitza psula will only help the woman that you actually did the chalitza on. It's not going to help the tzara, it's not going to help the other woman. So is Shmuel seems to be against the brisa. So Amalach Shmuel would answer, no, kiyami ana, ali b'dman diyamar yesh zika. I'm talking according to the opinion that zika is a very strong thing by a yavama. According to that shita, the zika of the Yavama is going to consider her as if she's an Eishes HaYavam in a certain sense, and since this zika of the Yavama is so strong, it's not going to be addressed by a chalitza psula that you do on Yavama number 1. It's not going to help Yavama number 2. But Rav Gamliel, Savarein Zika, Rav Gamliel holds the zika of a Yavama is not that strong, and therefore there's no difference between a Yavama that you're able to do Yibaman that you gave a chalitza to versus a Yavama that you're not able to do Yibaman that you did a chalitza to. One chalitza with one woman is going to address all of them because the zika is not so strong that it can't be addressed by one chalitza on one woman. So now that we explained, according to Shmuel, that Ram Gamliel holds ein zika, so the Gemara says, oh, that must be the machlokas between Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim. Umid Ram Gamliel suffer ein zika, Ram Gamliel holds ein zika, so it must be Rabbanan Savri yesh zika, that the Rabbanan hold yesh zika. So, but Katani Seifa, problem is, it says in the Seifa, v'chein ata omer, that you have the same machlokas of when you have two brothers and only one Yavama. So it turns out that just like Yavam Echad, you give a get, who gives a get to two Yavamos, one Chalitza will address both of them. So to two Yavamim, that each one give a get to that one Yavama, that's to that one Mrs. Reuven, and it's good enough for one of them to do Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, even though the Chum hold Yesh Zika. So let me tap it to Yuftah Darab Barafun Amarav. That should be it to Yuftah Darab Barafun Amarav. Damarab Barafun Amarav. Chalitza psula tzricha lachzor kol ha'achin. He holds that if you did a chalitza psula, you have to go to each one of the surviving brothers now and address it. One chalitza psula by one of the brothers is not going to help for all the other brothers. But apparently we see that it does help. So Amalach Rab Baravuna, Rab Baravuna would say bein Ram Gamliel bein Rabbanan savri ein zika. No, both Ram Gamliel and the Rabbanan hold ein zika. I'm only talking that you need to go to each of the brothers if you assume yesh zika. Both Ram Gamliel and the Rabbanan, however, hold ein zika. The only thing Ram Gamliel and the Rabbanan are disagreeing about is whether a get is impactful after you've already given a get, whether a mimer is impactful on the second yavama after you've already done a mimer on the first yavama. So now, Amar Mar, Asa Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. If you did a Maimer on one Yavama and then you did a Maimer on the other Yavama, Ram Gamliel Amar Nosin Gat L'Rishon V'Chalitzla V'Asa B'Krov Ases. Ram Gamliel said the way to proceed is to give a get to the first woman that you did Maimer on and then do Chalitza on her, and then you're Asa to her relatives, but Mutter B'Krov Ashniya, you're still going to be Mutter to the other, to the second Mrs. Ruvain's relatives. So Michti Kasam Ram Gamliel Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. Well, Ram Gamliel holds a second Maimer is irrelevant once you've done the first Maimer. So Rishon and Nami Tisyabim. Well, wait a second. If you have two Mrs. Ruvains, and Shimon does Maimer and Mrs. Ruvain number one, and then he does Maimer and Mrs. Ruvain number two, but Ram Gamliel holds that Maimer is worthless, so it's as if he never did anything on Mrs. Ruvain number two. So it's as if he just did one Maimer on one woman. If he only did one Maimer on one woman, you could do Yibum. Why are we making him do a Chalitza? Just do Yibum on the first woman. So Gezeira Dilmasi Libium Lishnia. No, we're afraid if we tell him that he could do Yibum on the first woman he did Maimer on, that he's going to come to do Yibum on the second woman that he did Maimer on, and that would be a disaster. So now Ram Gamliel, now the Rabbi Yochanan is going to give us a list of Tanayim that all hold that Maimer is Kona, a Kinyan Gomer, that Maimer has a real strong form of Kinyan, unlike the Chamul, that Maimer is only a minor form of Kinyan Midrabanan. Now, Tosos points out in the top Tosos, what we're about to say, Kulus Virulu, we're about to give an impressive list of Tanayim that all hold the same basic idea. Tosos points out, Eina Tanayim Kulun Shavin. They don't really all hold the same thing, because they all hold Maimer strong. It's just some of them hold it strong on a Daraisa level, some hold it strong on a Drabanan level, some hold it strong only Klape one side of the equation, others hold it strong Klape another side of the equation, but they all hold the basic idea that Maimer is stronger than you would think it is. That's why that's what it means. Kulus Virulu. Some Rabbi Yochanan Magmil, Beshamim, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Azev, Rabbi Nechemia. All of these Tanam Kulus Virulu, Maimer Kamer Kinyan Gomer. They all hold that Maimer is a real Kinyan Chashuv. Rabbi Gamliel Hadamar, and Rabbi Gamliel, like we said, that there's no Maimer Acher Maimer because the first Maimer did everything it could do. So that's a Kinyan Chashuv. Beshamai, where do we find Beshamai holds this way? Because we had a Mishnah back on Daf Chav Tes. Shlosha Achin, you have three brothers. Shneim, Emnusim, Shtei Achios. Two of them are married to two sisters, Vechel Mufna, and Levi is single. Meisach Mibalei Achayos. Ruvain dies. Va'asa b'mufna Maimer. So Shimon can't do anything because he's married to Mrs. Ruvain's sister. So Levi does Maimer on Mrs. Ruvain. Va'achar kach meisach v'sheni. And now Shimon dies. So now the woman you did Maimer on, her sister now Yavazika with. Beishami Omrim Ishto Imo. You get to stay married to Mrs. Ruvain. Levi stays married to Mrs. Ruvain. Va'alzu teitzei mishum achos isha. And don't worry about Mrs. Shimon. She's achos isha. What do you mean? All you did was Maimer. You never did Yibum. How can you call Shimon Achos Isha? Apparently, Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gomer Midal Reis. It's just as good as Yibum. It's as if you've already done Yibum on Mrs. Ruvain. Rabbi Shimon, where do we find Rabbi Shimon hold such a similar idea? Detanya, we have a Braisa. And it explains the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees with the Chamim in the Mishnah much later, on Daf Tzadi Vavam Beis. Case is, you have a Yavam who's 9 years old, that's Ba'al Yevemto, and then his 9-year-old brother, his twin brother, also does Bia on the Yavama. So the halacha is a Bias Ben Teisha is considered a Bia Klape the Isha. However, since he's a Katan, he's not Kona her Minatora. So it is a Maisa Bia, but it's not going to work to be Kona her Minatora. So the Chamim hold that Bia, it works like a Maimer. So it turns out that this Yavamas is as if she had done Maimer with both of the brothers, with both of the Yavamim. So according to the Chum, like the Shita of the Chum in our Mishnah, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. Each Maimer was impactful, and therefore she's also to both of these brothers, because the Maimer of each one is Ma'akiv the other one from doing Yibum when they become a Bar Mitzvah. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he holds that Bias Ben Teisha is a Suffolk whether it's Kona, and therefore the first one could be Miyabimer when he gets older. So the Braisa brings how Rabbi Shimon addresses the Chachamim. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Lacham, Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachamim, Miman of Shech, we should allow the first one to do Yibam on her as soon as he becomes Bar Mitzvah. In Bias Rishon Bia, if his Bia was a real Bia, even though that he was a Katan, so Bia Sheni Eina Bia. So then the second one's Yibam shouldn't matter because the first one already did Yibam. And in Bias Rishon Eina Bia, and if the first one's Yibam didn't count as a Yibam because he's only 9 years old, so it doesn't count, Bia Sheni Nami Eina Bia. Well, then the second one's Bia also doesn't count. So Miman none of Shluchim, the first one should be allowed to the Yibum. So Habiyas Ben Tesha, so the Kamaimer Shavur Abanan, here you have a Bia of a 9-year-old that we treat like a Maimer, the Kamer Rabbi Shimon, ain't a Bia. And Rabbi Shimon says, on account of that Bias Ben Tesha, the second one's Bia is not a Bia. So apparently, what is the equivalent of Maimer, a Bias Ben Tesha is the equivalent of Maimer, is very impactful. It stops another Maimer from being Chal. And Ben Azay, where do we find Ben Azay holds such a Shita? Titania Ben Azay, Omer Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer B'Shnei Yivam V'Yivam Achas. You could have Maimer after Maimer with two Yivamin and one Yivama, but Ve'ein Maimer Acher Maimer, this is the part of Ben Azay that sounds like the first Maimer is very strong. There's no second Maimer B'Shnei Yivamos V'Yivam Echad, when there are two women and only one man. So that man does a Maimer on the first Yivama, that's impactful. On the second Yivama, there's nothing left to be done. And then Rabbi Nechemya, the final one, Rabbi Nechemya, Titnan, who holds Rabbi Nechemya, Omer, Achas Bi'ilav Achas Chalitza, whether you do a Bia on Yivama or a Chalitza on Yivama, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Besof, whether you did it before a Maimer, after a Maimer, before a Get, after a Get, Ein Achre Klum. Once you did a Chalitza or a Bia, nothing you do afterwards matters. V'Bia Psula, but a Bia that's done after a Maimer or after a Get, well, that's called the Bia Psula, the Kemaimer Shavur Rabbanan, has a halachic status of a Maimer. V'Ketani Ein Achre Klum. And even though it's a Bia Psula that has the halachic status of a Maimer, nothing you do afterwards is going to be impactful. So it must be that a Maimer is, in fact, very impactful. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. Have a great day, everybody.